WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There are four ideas to balance out the populations of College Station and Consolidated High Schools. A link to the options that were given to the school board yesterday is online at WTAW.com. All four options take into account moving students from low-income households living in the northern part of the district to CSHS. The four options reflect alternatives to move more students to Consol from the Purple Campus. Board member Michael Wesson says all four options provide future growth at the Maroon Campus.
I think I can speak for most of the people on the board. Is what we do not want is to put future boards in a position where they're going to have to do this again before a third high school, ideally.
The school board will hold a public hearing on the proposed boundary adjustments Monday afternoon at 5:30. Brazos County Commissioners completed 8 months of work this week when they awarded a bid to expand and renovate the Juvenile Justice Center. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the more than $17 million project will add 42 beds. That's part of new federal regulations that one officer supervises 8 inmates instead of a 12-to-1 ratio.
The kitchen area needed to be redone. There are other areas in there that just needed to be upgraded.
Peters was surprised to get the base bid and 8 alternates inside their budget.
We were happy to see the price. I mean, that was in the neighborhood that we had hoped that we could build it for. I think it was the timing was I don't know how we hit this one right, but we hit the timing right on it.
Construction is expected to take about a year and a half, weather permitting. Federal tax reform and counterintelligence brought U.S. Senator John Cornyn to the Twin Cities yesterday. Cornyn began his visit speaking with 4 local business owners on the benefits of federal tax reform. Claudia Smith of Aggieland Carpet One says tax reform will allow her to continue offering her employees health insurance.
That brings me peace of mind, and because my employees are family, that really hits me close to my heart.
Then Cornyn presented the A&M system with a Defense Security Service Award for excellence in counterintelligence. The system is only the 2nd recipient overall and the 1st academic organization out of 13,000 entities. A week since the latest federal spending bill was passed, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he has to spend time undoing a false narrative that Planned Parenthood continues to get money made available by the Obama administration.
The Trump administration has appointed its people to be in senior positions at Health and Human Services, and he suspended all those or stopped all those types of payments. I can say with absolute clarity that there's $0 that Planned Parenthood could ever receive from this omnibus because of those protections. But let's say they did somehow, that some leaked out dormant Planned Parenthood. It won't, but if it did, the Hyde Amendment and several other amendments keep that from being used to kill unborn children.
On our show, Flores says he is happy with military funding in the new omnibus bill. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your roof is leaking from recent hail or high winds, Lone Star Roof Systems has you covered. Lone Star will work with you and your insurance company to make sure the damage is covered. Lone Star Roof Systems is local, fully insured, and backed by a 10-year workmanship guarantee. Call the Lone Star specialists and let them perform a free roof inspection today. Lone Star Roof Systems, they stand behind their work so you can stand under it. Click MyAggieRoofer.com. No jingles, just roofs.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
When we started Intercon in early 1991, we were well aware that we would be competing with some companies that use unscrupulous techniques to make a quick sale, such as bait and switch, or 40% off if you commit today, or misleading, incomplete quotes. Intercon's practice is to be completely honest and encourage prospective customers to talk to our former customers. We've encouraged customers to get multiple quotes. We are confident and proud of our value proposition for windows, glass, and solar screens. We never want anyone to rush into a decision they will regret in the future. Just remember, warranties are only as good as the people who provide them and are servicing the area when situations arise. This is our home and only marketplace, and we will protect our home turf. You've probably heard the saying, the buck stops here, and that is with me, Brad Beard, president and co-owner of Intercon LLC.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Want to do some weather? Well, good, because we got some out there. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent. Part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
The heavy rain we had yesterday has moved out of the local area. That is certainly good news. It'll turn partly to mostly sunny today. Highs will be 80 to 85. Dry weather for tonight, clear and breezy, 50 to 55. Pleasant conclusion to the work week tomorrow with sunshine and a high of 75. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be around 55. It'll be mostly sunny Saturday and warm. High Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie football held another spring practice yesterday. Getting to talk with the media afterwards, quarterback Nick Starkel, he was asked, what's the difference in this offense under Jimbo Fisher compared to the offense under Kevin Sumlin?
It's completely different than what we were running. You know, we would have two-word plays, and everyone knew what to do in our old offense, and now it's a paragraph when you're saying a play, and then it's check, and then it's another paragraph.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Starkel coming up, as well as linebacker Tyrell Dotson. Also, today is opening day in Major League Baseball. The Stros and Rangers will be playing against each other up in Arlington this afternoon. So we'll talk about that, preview the matchup a little bit, as well as looking at Aggie softball picking up a win last night. All that more coming up in sports.
Let me see. Somebody picked the Astros to win again. Now, in the meantime, you know, if you do want to go to a baseball game, sometimes it's not cheap. So just letting you know.
It depends where you sit.
That's exactly right. And then what you eat and all that. We'll do that. We'll do that later on this morning as to how much it costs to actually go to a Major League Baseball game.
Also depends on, you know, what night you go, whether it's a weekend or a weekday.
And if it's against a divisional opponent or a big-time rivalry.
So many factors.
There are lots of factors,
but the
Scott.
Bottom line is it's probably pretty pricey.
Do we really have rivalries in professional sports?
Yes.
I think so.
You're going to say the Yankees and Red Sox aren't a rivalry?
Yeah.
I would argue that the Rangers and Stros have been a pretty good rivalry these past couple of years.
Hey, Gatorade is celebrating their anniversary this week.
Oh, yeah? How old?
Well, in 1965, it was an energy drink that was developed at
Florida.
That's why it's called Gatorade.
Gatorade.
Could have been Aggie-Aid. Could have been Wildcat-Aid.
Just doesn't really roll off the tongue
it
like
doesn't.
Gatorade.
You're
well,
right.
That commercial
Gatorade.
With Keith Jackson a couple of years ago, when they called it Gatorade.
That's it. The Gators football team first used it during the 1967 season. It was developed in 65. They went on to win the Orange Bowl. It was their first Orange Bowl title ever. They beat Georgia Tech, whose coach, Bobby Dodd, when asked why they lost, said, "We didn't have Gatorade.
We didn't have the secret ingredient,
that
the magic
the
potion."
That's right. Back in the day, used to come in glass bottles.
Yeah.
You know, made by Stokely Van Camp, I think was the name of the company back then. And, you know, they got bought by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But they were in glass bottles until 1998 when they switched.
Whoa.
That's pretty late.
Yeah,
I would think.
It is.
Oh,
yeah.
Toting glass around.
Well, you know, plastic's not good for the environment, but it's also breakable.
Right.
So.
That's true. The first Gatorade Dunkin' by a pro football team was 1986. Bill Parcells. So there you go. There's your little Gatorade factoid.
It's wasteful and sticky. They shouldn't do it.
Gatorade is wasteful and sticky?
No, whenever you dump it on the coach.
Yeah, probably not. So what is the deal about biting Beyonce? Is that a thing?
I'm not sure. Apparently, one of her friends, like a fellow actress, said that at some award show or event, some nameless person bit Beyonce on the face, like on the cheek.
Really?
And so then it just kind of went viral, and everybody's been trying to figure out who is this person
like
that bit Beyonce.
It was a little nibble?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I feel like it's, I don't know.
That's why we wanted you to kind of be our correspondent on that, because we didn't know.
Yeah, no, it was just one of her friends said, we were at some, you know, party event, you know, whatever thing. And, you know, it's not even on my top moments on Twitter anymore. So maybe it's finally going away.
Oh,
but
right.
It just became this thing then. Well, who bit Beyonce? And I don't know if they ever actually found out or what.
Sorry, I should have gotten it gotten to it yesterday.
Oh, well, that's fine. I obviously, well, trending. I feel like if it was a, if it really was a big deal, I mean, I think Beyonce would have known if someone bit her and would have said something had she been that concerned.
My thought, that's true. All right, later on, they're trying to scare us with this Chinese space station thing, you know, that it's going to fall from the sky.
Right.
Yeah, so actually, a lot of it's going to burn up, but in the meantime, they're going to try to make us be scared about it. 15-year-old boy from Virginia just handed a free Carnival cruise. Popular cruise line infiltrated the town of Prospect, Virginia this week to track down Darian Lipscomb.
Darian, where you at?
That's because the teen had been using a Snapchat handle at Carnival Cruise and the company really wanted it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We need that.
Reps from the company spread out all over town with signs reading, "Hey, Prospect. Does anyone know Darian?" Finally located him at his house, offered to trade him a luxury cruise for his entire family if he'd give up the username.
Oh, wow.
They reached a deal. Did they bring the family lawyer in? I mean, come on. $5,000? You could have done better than that.
Got to make sure on this, yeah.
Yeah. And his family's going to be off on their $5,000 cruise.
So it's cool. Yeah, it can be frustrating when you look for a handle or you want one. Like, I know our fellow friend over on K95, Catnip. Catnip is taken on Twitter.
I can understand that.
But the guy has not tweeted in, years or something.
So he's trying to make a deal with him?
He keeps trying to message him. And sometimes you can, if they've been inactive for too long, Twitter will, deactivate them or whatever. You can,
get
submit an appeal
that.
Or
right.
something. But Carnival Cruise or whoever you did the cruise, they just took it to a whole new level and stalked the kid.
Hey, so the weather came through, I don't know, yesterday, 12-ish, 1-ish,
all day,
something like that. So where were you guys at 1 o'clock when the wind was blowing
It started raining yesterday morning.
It did.
But when it was really bad, I was actually at the mall.
Okay.
And it's you kind of forget that they have skylights in the mall.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you kind of forget we have a mall.
Well, yeah, that too. And it was loud.
Yeah.
Because the mall was pretty dead. But, it's a Wednesday in the mid-afternoon. But it was really loud. And then I finally got what I needed and left and went home and took a really, really great nap.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah, because, and the wind blew for a light to go fill up with gas. And, being out in that, otherwise I really wouldn't have wanted to be out there in it. But
yeah.
I happened to be in Bryan. And then so I'm headed into College Station. And I don't know, one of the most flooded intersections to me looked like it was University in Texas.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, just stuff. Because I guess it just, backs up right there. And so as a result, it can't flow out enough. Well, actually, the first thing I did is I'm driving on Texas Avenue on the outside lane and couldn't even do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because, the storm sewers were getting filled up so much. And I haven't seen you can get rainfall totals, but we're not like Shell. We don't have people all over the city.
Yeah, so looking at the history from the National Weather Service, which takes things, measurements out at Easterwood, it looks like we got over 4 inches in the last 24 hours.
Okay.
So when it started yesterday through the night, we're at about 4 inches, a little bit over.
And I think it was really the wind that just added to it, because if you were driving in that stuff, I had a car that was basically straddling two lanes that was in front of me on a feeder.
Yeah.
And pulled right out in front of me just because they couldn't see.
Well, I think a lot of people were dealing with that situation where half the road they couldn't really even use.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can remember back in the day, that was the problem with South College. It would load up on the outside lane and you really couldn't even use it. So now, of course, it's one lane in a lot of places, or just two lanes, one in each direction, both places, so that doesn't happen. But, it was a weird deal. That's for sure. Jason Barfnick joins us this morning. He's the director of Public Works for the city of Bryan. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Not Jason.
Okay. I'll call you later, okay? Or you call me back. Hey, Jason, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
Excellent. Listen, so, I'm sure a lot of people thought about what happened back in Wheeler Ridge back in 2016 when they started seeing all the wind and the rain and stuff like that. But kind of tell me how things stacked up in the city of Bryan in the last 24 hours from your point of view.
Well, yesterday afternoon, starting around probably 1 o'clock till around 3, during that two-hour window, we had about 14 locations that we had calls on for water over the road. We ended up closing four of those locations. The others, the water had receded in the 15 or 20 minutes that it took us to get there to check on them by the time we were at one location and then running to another one. We had staff from water, wastewater, streets and drainage, engineering out, responding to calls from residents that called in that may have had water getting into their garage or water in the creek that was rising. They were concerned from previous events that it may be getting into their house, so people responded to visit those locations.
I think the city got pretty, when the 2016 situation happened, you got pretty much on board with the idea of cleaning out a lot of the creeks around the city, too. Those actions starting back then, did that make an impact on how the water was able to move through the city this time?
Yeah, you know, we got on a program during the summertime, and then, of course, anytime we have an event, we staff goes out and checks those locations to make sure there's nothing blocking the drainage way. But we'll go and during the dry time, and we'll clean those locations out. We've done a lot of work over off of Copperfield in that area, not too far from the Physician Center, and it really pays off when we have these large events. Water doesn't back up and then end up going over the road, so we've got a pretty good program where we do that beforehand, and then afterwards, like today and next week, before the next event, we'll go out and check, see if there's any logs or anything that's washed up in any of those crossings, and that may be blocking the next event, so.
And clearly, if they've got anything down in their backyard or anything, there's some easement situations, but if they need to be in touch with the city, they can do that, and y'all can be in touch with them about clearing stuff out.
Yeah, anybody that has an issue or wants us to come look at something, or if there's an easement and there's a tree that's fallen or something from this last event, they can call 209-5900. We'll get a work order put in. Somebody will come out. And also, yesterday we had some parts of the city, it was trash day, especially along Broadmoor. There were a lot of trash cans that were empty. They got washed down to the low water crossings on Broadmoor, both on Briar and Burton Creek. So when we were picking a bunch of cans up, they didn't have addresses on them. We have them there at the office. So residents got home yesterday and didn't have a trash can. Most likely we got it at the office. So they can call 209-5900, and we'll get another trash can out to them.
Man, the things you got to take into consideration. Jason Barfnik, the Director of Public Works. Anything else you want to add this morning?
Hopefully we'll dry out today. It was nice to have a little rain. I wish we didn't get it all in about a 30-minute window, but it was good to have.
That's it. All right. Hey, thanks for the time. Appreciate the call this morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, see you. 722. We'll talk with the folks from City College Station in about 20 minutes.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
It's the 28th Annual Girls and Boys Club Celebrity Golf Tournament. 2 days of raising funds for the Boys and Girls Club of the Brazos Valley, hosted by Texas A&M's basketball coach Billy Kennedy. The Steak and Shake Dinner and Auction will be Sunday, April 15th at the Ice House on Main in downtown Bryan. It's a great steak dinner, live auction, silent auction. Many celebrities will be there, and it's a fun night with a goal to raise money for the kids. And then there is golf, Monday, April 16th on the beautiful course at Miramont Country Club. All information can be found at celebritygolfevent.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW lottery, you know, people play it all the time. Here's kind of an interesting story. A kid turned 18, which I guess makes them eligible for the lottery in Canada. On her 18th birthday, hitting the legal age, went and bought a lottery ticket, one of those scratch-offs.
Uh-huh.
Wins $1,000 a week for life.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday.
Could be paid up to $4 million if she reaches the average Canadian life expectancy of 83.
Whoa.
Yeah, no kidding.
Whoa. I wonder how her life plans change.
Well, I don't know, but she was,
they do.
She was smart enough that she went to a financial advisor as soon as she found out about it, which is pretty cool to think about. Because there are a lot of 18-year-olds who wouldn't have had the presence of mind to do that.
No,
they just go, let me have it right now.
That's awesome.
I wonder if mom and dad didn't maybe force her into that. She's
could
still
well
living
be.
Under the roof.
Could well be, and that's, you know, and that's fine. But see, she'll be able to pay for all sorts of fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of, maybe we talked about that HQ trivia thing where they're going to give away $250,000.
That was last night,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Oh, did you talk to your friends? Did they win?
No.
Huh? All right.
They wouldn't share anything with me anyway.
Okay, anyway. So the app HQ Trivia gave out $250,000 Wednesday night to 12 winners who each will get just over $20,830. The game started with 2.3 million players who tried to correctly answer 15 questions. When it's all said and done, 12 people did.
Man, I probably could fall into answering 15 questions right on accident.
What? Well, you think you're 15?
Yeah,
okay,
maybe.
Right,
I don't know.
Well, get the
app. I'm a good guesser, I guess.
Get the app. Let us know you win. You can share it with us.
Yeah.
We're down with that if you want to do it, okay?
Right. I'm not going to broadcast that for anybody.
All right.
I'm not going to tell anybody.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, checking the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Going to be 80 today. That's what they're telling us. The rain is out of here. It's somebody else's problem now. Look for that high temperature today. Then tonight we'll be down around 54 with light and variable winds. It'll become north by tomorrow morning. And we'll have 76 for a high temperature with northeasterly winds on Friday. For Saturday and Sunday and Monday, probably be right about 80 degrees and lots of sunshine on Saturday and on Easter Sunday as well. Right now, the winds are out of the west at 3. We got fair skies, and it's 58.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
My friends, I've mentioned countless times the Democrat Party needs a permanent underclass of people that cannot take care of themselves, that will always vote for the government to take care of them. That means voting for the Democrat Party. They need that permanent underclass continually refilled. Well, the Trump administration Monday night announced a new census question that the left is fit to be tied over. They're going to ask people about their citizenship. And liberal Democrats in California, other blue states, are petrified. They think just asking this question is going to reduce the response rate because illegals will be afraid to answer. And then they see a terrible domino effect from undercounting illegals. Fewer Democrat seats in Congress and state legislatures, fewer blue state electoral votes, and less money in federal handouts for blue states because all those things are based on census counts. Now, the Constitution requires an actual enumeration of people living in every state be conducted every 10 years. It does not determine the kinds of questions to be asked, and nobody can be penalized for answering the questions truthfully. But the Democrats don't want any part of this because it's going to expose the fact that their support for illegals has nothing to do with compassion, nothing to do with caring for people in poverty. It has everything to do with getting as many votes as they can from people who cannot even speak the language.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My friends, if you own land, you know that spring is the best time of year to get work done on your property. Now, during the month of March, my good friends at Mahindra have special red tag savings on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth. During the Mahindra red tag sale, enjoy up to $7,900 in tractor cash back and savings, or utility vehicle savings up to $1,700. Plus, Mahindra's industry-leading warranties will come standard. So get the most out of your land and your budget with Mahindra's spring red tag savings. You'll see why 98% of Mahindra owners would recommend one to a neighbor. Learn more about rugged Mahindra utility vehicles and the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byinsky with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinsky with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinsky.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board has received four options to balance the populations of Consolidated and College Station high schools.
The process is going to be a little bit different this time. I've likened it to making sausage, and we're going to be doing it in public this time instead of the bulk of the work being done by committees.
Board President Jeff Harris says he's looking forward to hearing what is said during a public hearing scheduled for next Monday starting at 5:30.
And then what I'm going to do is what you described, sit down with them side by side and probably a calculator and start trying to compare and contrast, and then we'll be ready to go.
A link to the administration's proposals are online at WTAW.com. There are four options to reduce the overall number at CSHS, while at the same time moving students from low-income households living in the northern part of the district to the Purple Campus to close the gap in the socioeconomic makeup of the two high schools. Construction will start soon on a more than $17 million expansion and renovation of Brazos County's juvenile detention facility. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the project was driven by a change in federal regulations that lowered the ratio of inmates to officers from 12 to 1 to 8 to 1.
And so it's an inefficiency of what we've got out there, you know, because once you bump up to 12 kids, you'd have to have two officers in there. But you couldn't get that 13th child in there, you'd have to have another officer.
Peter says the low bid will add 42 beds, and one of eight alternates includes new educational space that he hopes will lead to removing old portable buildings.
We actually moved them from the administration building. When we bought this building from First Baptist Church, they had two portable buildings, and we moved those out to juvenile because they needed an education facility out there.
The project includes renovation of the center's medical area, kitchen, and gym. U.S. Senator John Cornyn spent yesterday afternoon in the Twin Cities. First, he met with the owners of four local businesses on the benefits of federal tax reform. When the senator brought up how tax reform is reflected in employee paychecks, that drew a response from Kenny Lawson of CC Creations.
In February, when the new tax withholding tables were issued, I think you saw your employees actually looking at their paycheck and saying, hey, I have more take-home pay.
We had a bum rush in HR, you know, coming up and asking, what did we get mispaid or something here? Because, you know, they weren't giving it back. But, you know, they just wanted to make sure. It was an education process, and I support everything that we can do to educate everybody on how it is impacting them, because a lot of them just don't know.
Then Cornyn went to Texas A&M to present the A&M system with a Defense Security Service Award. The system is only the second out of 13,000 entities and the first academic organization to receive recognition for excellence in counterintelligence. It's been a week since Washington lawmakers approved the latest federal spending bill. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is particularly happy with military funding.
For those people that are mad at me for voting for this, I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan too many times and looked these kids in the eyes. The young people are defending our country, and I'm not going to send them over there without pay.
Flores says the omnibus is the first step to patch up military readiness issues that have killed American soldiers.
In the last 2 weeks, we've lost 9 military folks because of readiness issues, either equipment problems. So we're losing military men and women at a rate of 4 times to readiness challenges than we are to combat.
During our show, Flores says there is no federal money going to Planned Parenthood as there was under the Obama administration. The Band Booster Club at Cooper High School in Lubbock plans on a fundraising raffle that will include as prizes 2 semi-automatic weapons similar to one used in a recent school shooting. The Booster Club's president told the Lubbock Avalanche Journal the AR-15-style firearms are among 5 available in the raffle that have proved popular in previous raffles. The club is not affiliated with the school, and raffle winners undergo background checks. It's been 5 years since a Texas teenager used an affluenza defense regarding a fatal drunk driving crash. The mother of the teen is back in jail.
Tanya Couch was booked into the Tarrant County Jail for failing a urinalysis test. What substance was found in the test was not made public. In June, the Tarrant County DA filed a motion to revoke her bond when she drank alcohol and was seen holding a rifle at a gun show. But her judge decided not to put her in jail. Defense attorney Toby Shook says the judge has a few options.
Since she hadn't been convicted, they may raise the bond to a significant amount and then put special conditions like house arrest on her if she makes the bond.
Couch was charged in 2016 with hindering the apprehension of a felon and money laundering and was freed after posting a $75,000 bond. Her son Ethan is scheduled to be released from jail on Monday. Austin York, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 58 degrees. Call or text us this morning. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station and visit us online at asapequip.com.
Hey, good morning, 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station, both Houston airports, and now daily service to Austin, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
The heavy rain we had yesterday has moved out of the local area. That is certainly good news. It'll turn partly to mostly sunny today. Highs will be 80 to 85. Dry weather for tonight, clear and breezy, 50 to 55. Pleasant conclusion to the work week tomorrow with sunshine and a high of 75. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be around 55. It'll be mostly sunny Saturday and warm. High Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Tyrell Dotson joined the media after football practice yesterday. The Aggie linebacker was asked about new defensive coordinator Mike Elko.
Very old school, and he knows his stuff. He doesn't, you know, you can't ask him a question about anything. His defense, he knows it.
And so we'll hear a little bit more from Tyrell coming up. That got cut a little bit short, but he spoke as well as did Nick Starkel. So we'll speak with them. Also, Major League Baseball, it's opening day. Get pumped, get excited. The Astros and Rangers will be duking it out up in Arlington this afternoon. And Aggie softball got off the schneid last night. All that more coming up in sports.
And it's opening day for baseball.
It's so here,
what
baby.
Better day?
Attention, please. Attention. There's been a slight change in the teetotaler lineup. Catching, Bugs Bunny. Left field, Bugs Bunny. Right field, Bugs Bunny. Pitching, Bugs Bunny. Third base, Bugs Bunny. Center field, Bugs Bunny. First base, Bugs Bunny. Shortstop, Bugs Bunny. Second base, Bugs Bunny.
That's the old Peppa boy. That's the old pitching. That's putting it over the old plate, boy.
That's when his voice was different.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that now. John Fogerty.
Oh, yeah. I overshot that.
Well, yeah, and that whole clap thing, I mean, that's a bit of a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you gotta know it. You gotta do it right. Apparently, I don't.
It's tough enough for folks who don't have natural rhythm to be able to do that. But
what are you trying to say, Scott?
No,
what are you trying to say?
No, it's for people who are challenged for that. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a little different.
Yeah.
But anyway, it'll be fine. And don't forget the Houston Astros are going to win. That's apparently what they're saying. They're going to win the
whole shebang
one more time.
You only have to wait 162 games for postseason.
That's it. Hey, listen, a radio legend stepping down today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Original shock jock Don Imus retires today after half a century on the air. He started as a DJ in California in 1968 and 3 years later landed a gig in the number one market.
66 WNBC.
Best known for pushing the boundaries of morning radio, Imus and his crew shocked, informed, and entertained.
I'd like to get, if I could, 1,200 hamburgers.
12? Pardon me, sir?
Imus was fired in 2007 over racially insensitive comments about the Rutgers women's basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
He made a comeback on WABC Radio, and his show was televised on the Fox Business Network, where I served as his assistant. As for whether or not he'll enjoy retirement, Imus says we'll see.
There you go.
Donna. Okay.
The thing that's interesting is that he lives in Brenham.
Really?
And he's been doing his show from there for 4 years.
No
really?
Way.
I didn't know he lived in Brenham.
Yeah, he lives outside of Brenham,
right.
But yeah, he lives in
Washington
County.
Yeah. Huh.
Really?
Yep.
Fun okay.
Fact.
Right down the road. Hey, we could ask him if he wanted to come, you know, be on the show one morning. I'm figuring he probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
And he'd probably say something that would get us in
us
trouble.
Us in trouble.
But anyway, there you go. Hello.
You know, I think opening day should be a national holiday. There are people that have advocated that before.
People?
And,
you?
No.
He takes it off anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Well, yeah, duh.
Duh.
but there are a number of people that are advocating for this to be a national holiday, and I couldn't agree more. We have a lot of stupid national holidays, but a national holiday to open the baseball season, sure. I think, would hit home with most of us.
Makes perfect sense.
But thanks. There's so many games, Chip, so many games.
Yeah, but there's only one opening day.
That's
there's
true.
There's nothing quite like opening day. All your teams are undefeated. Right. You know, the weather's getting warm. It's just, there's just something about opening day.
All right, we're moving on. All right.
You let him have his second.
What, are you going to do a show from one of the parks tomorrow?
No, we're carrying the game today.
Oh, okay.
In fact, we're splitting the games on the zone because the Aggie game was moved up to an early start at 4:00.
Yep.
So that's going to be on 11:50, and the Rangers Astros are going to be on 102.7.
There you go.
Well, I'm glad somebody told you.
Well, that's why I get the big bucks out.
Yeah.
Ooh,
thanks. Okay.
Sports
appreciate
director
it.
Had no clue.
Wow. Didn't let you in on that, huh?
No, okay. I wasn't privy to that information.
Usually in a communications industry is where people struggle with communications.
You know,
that's most.
Yeah, that's true, and it's kind of sad, isn't it?
But it's kind of the way things work up here, at least.
I would have texted somebody who's in the know, but they're probably not awake yet.
Yeah,
they might be awake now.
Yeah. Anyway, we got that going on.
All right.
Most popular Easter candy in every state in the union.
Ooh, let's hear them.
Yeah, we will in a minute, but first we're going to talk about what the weather did in College Station. Pete Kaler joins us this morning. Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good,
Scott?
Good. He's the assistant director of public works. So we got a lot of rain yesterday in College Station. Any problems created because of that?
It was basically minor street flooding. We had about 14 reports of water standing at the curb line across the city. We had two two streets with water coursing across them, and that was really it was mostly due to some drainage inlets that were clogged.
And, you know, I guess these kind of things, they're so localized. Somebody on one part of town may get so much rain or so much situations. Somebody on the other side, completely different. If anybody's had any problems, had any branches in the backyard or whatever, any kind of a situation where the city needs to get back out there and help them out, what do they need to do?
We'd like them to call 764-3690. And also, our crews will be inspecting the entire drainage system. We usually do that after a major storm event. We look for any debris, clogging road crossings, any bank erosion, or any scouring around culverts.
All right. So, anyway, sounds like everything went okay until the next one comes around, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Pete. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, thank you.
All right. That's Pete Kaler from the City of College Station, how they fared in the weather last night. All right. So, let's see this popular candy thing. And you see, I mean, do we care what the most popular is? Because we've got a favorite no matter where we live. But nonetheless, with Easter just around the corner, a website has, they're called Influencer. They just released their results of the study of which Easter candy is the most popular. And the Cadbury Cream Eggs won in 12 states, which is not surprising.
No.
What is surprising is that Peeps won in 5.
Really?
How could Peeps win anywhere?
What states?
Okay, well, now that I look at it, I can see, okay, they won in New Hampshire.
Mm.
And let me see where else. It's a bunch of those little bitty Yankee states.
They don't know any better.
Yeah, Maryland was in there. Well, they don't have good sense in Maryland.
Peeps.
Yeah. Oh, and the only one that's really unusual is Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They were number one in Wisconsin.
Hmm.
So,
I figured there'd be something with cheese. I don't know of any Easter foods with cheese, though.
What amazes me, and maybe they just haven't gotten it out there like they should, there are plenty of Reese's products out there, and maybe that's it. There's so many Reese's products that not a single one
they just can't
dominates.
Decide.
Right.
Yeah.
But like your peanut butter cups was number one in Montana.
Ooh, okay. I do love me some peanut butter cups.
And number one in Iowa. I know. I think you will be sadly disappointed. Oh, by the way, Florida went for Peeps, too.
Oh, gross.
You'll be sadly disappointed as to what the most popular Easter candy is in Texas.
It's jelly beans, isn't it?
No, it's not, which is fortunate. No, most all of these are commercial type things, not something so generic as jelly beans.
Oh, okay.
It's the Snickers egg.
Oh, that's not
good. Those are good.
Yeah, those are great.
You don't like those?
I've never
Reese's
had one.
Eggs. Reese's eggs are better.
Yeah, that's
but Snickers eggs are delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Snickers bar in the shape of an Easter egg.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I thought jelly beans maybe was because, you know, being in Texas, chocolate tends to melt.
It does, but
and
you know.
And so sometimes I think that people will go for like the Starburst or the Jelly Bellies or something like that in warmer weather.
Well, that's what Influencer says. Hey, caller.
Regarding the Peeps being number one in several states, that says number one in the basket. It doesn't say what people actually eat.
You know, that's an excellent point.
Good point, because my mom still puts them in the basket as like decoration, fully knowing that I will not eat them.
Yeah, shocked when they find out. Well, again, but that's what happens when
and they're cheap.
It, if you bring it to a radio station, you know, we will eat it.
Someone did.
Yeah, and they're cheap. All right, 748.
Since 1933, we've been your home.
Brenham National Bank will be celebrating its 85th birthday on Thursday, April 12th. Come by any of our branches and celebrate our special day. Just think about that. 85 years of service to the Brazos Valley. Wouldn't you really rather bank with us? See you on the 12th.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced Elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers, call Child's Dermatology for laser hair removal with the Elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Columnist and author David Brooks describes the difference between what he calls the resume virtues and eulogy virtues. Resume virtues are the outer qualities we bring to our job: good leader, well organized. They're the traits that make us a good teacher, a skilled nurse, or a successful business owner. Eulogy virtues are the inner character traits that make us an honest, caring, faithful, and loving person. Here's the thing. As important as our careers can be, the eulogy virtues are vital for creating a rich, meaningful life. Being a loving spouse, a good parent, and a dedicated friend are the kind of transcendent values that give us deeper significance. The trouble is, we live in a culture that emphasizes resume virtues and ignores eulogy virtues. From elementary school all the way through college, our society emphasizes how to make a living, but almost no attention is given to the inner life. It's a key reason why many people achieve more success than ever, yet they feel empty inside. Their professional endeavors are not enough to satisfy that deeper longing that they feel. We're all born with the same aspiration, not just to do good, but to be good. That search for deep significance and meaning only comes from the inner life of eulogy virtues. So while you're working hard to build your career, that is your outer life, work just as hard on your inner life. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I was diagnosed with diabetic.
High blood pressure.
High cholesterol.
Terrible acid reflux.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? I'm Dennis Black. 10 years ago, here in Dallas, I developed a Texas-sized solution to America's health crisis.
TexasSuperfood.com.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients.
You know, it's been barely a week, and already my skin is better.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Thousands of people take my Texas superfood every day. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS. Texas or
TexasSuperfood.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning at 7:51. Fighting Texas Aggie football didn't let the rain dampen their practice yesterday as the guys worked out inside the McFerrin Athletic Center. Speaking with the media afterwards was quarterback Nick Starkel, who says the offense has become a little more complex with Jimbo Fisher at the helm.
Yeah, this is like a total pro-style offense. It's completely different than what we were running. You know, we would have two-word plays, and everyone knew what to do in our old offense, and now it's a paragraph when you're saying a play, and then it's check, and then it's another paragraph. And so really terminology, I mean, we run a lot of the same things. Concepts necessarily don't change, but what you call them, getting everybody on the same page, stuff like that, that's probably been the hardest in terms of that.
Now, also speaking with the media yesterday were quarterback Kellen Mond, defensive lineman Kingsley Kiki, and linebacker Tyrell Dotson. Here's Dotson on new defensive coordinator Mike Elko.
I love Elko. He's got on to me a couple times. You know, he's very very old school, and he knows his stuff. He doesn't, you know, you can't ask him a question about anything. His defense, he knows it. It's staggered in there, and he's a good coach.
For more sights and sounds from yesterday's practice, you can head over to our website, WTAW.com. Number 12, Aggie softball got out the schneid last night, run ruling Lamar 8-0 in six innings. Torrey Vidalis provided the winning blow, smacking an RBI single to score Blake and Fritch. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
We needed to feel good about ourselves, and I feel win in a commanding fashion. I thought that was important tonight, that we could come out and dominate the game. And I thought we did that. I thought we really played poised and had our composure. We didn't take it lightly. We went out there and got after it, and I think we played well.
The victory puts a stop to a three-game skid for the Aggs, who improved to 30-7 on the year. 15th-ranked Aggie baseball kicks off another SEC series this afternoon against number 24 Georgia. Maroon and White sit at 20-6 on the year, while the Bulldogs are 19-6. First pitch is at 4 p.m. in Athens with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Actually, that would be on Sports Radio 1150. Make that, mind you. Brooke Lopez scored 22 points, and Julius Randle added 20 points and 10 rebounds as the Los Angeles Lakers beat the Dallas Mavericks last night 103-93. With the loss, the Mavs fall to 23-52 on the year. Well, it's opening day in Major League Baseball. The World Series champion Houston Astros kick things off in Arlington against the AL West rival Texas Rangers. Texas slugger Joey Gallo is expecting an electric atmosphere at the ballpark.
I know it's going to be rowdy. I know it's going to be crazy. You know, we played Cleveland last year on opening day. It was my first opening day, so that was just pretty nuts. But I know playing Houston's even going to be even more hype and even more energy in the stadium. So I don't really know what it's going to be like, but I'm excited to see it.
It will be Gallo's second opening day, but for Stros rookie J.D. Davis, it's his first. Davis says he was approached by skipper A.J. Hinch just a few days ago about earning a roster spot.
I was shocked, man. I was emotional. He told me about 15, maybe 20 minutes right before the game, when we were right about to stretch. You know, I was close to tearing up a little bit, but he called me over in the middle of the dugout and just told me that I made the roster, and he's happy that I made the team, and he's, you know, expects a lot out of me, you know, playing first base, left field, and third base, and just, you know, just happy to be here.
Things are set to get underway at 2:30 with broadcast on the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Whether you have a swimming pool or are looking to build one, trust the pool guy. With a large professional staff, the pool guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all pool manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 4 minutes till. You know, we've mentioned before that you can go to David Gardner's website, davidgardnersjewelers.com, and kind of learn the story behind how David designs the jewelry that he has, some of the pieces there, and you'll see more and more DG creations there in the display cases than ever before. But, you know, another one of the very popular lines that he has is the David Yurman line. A lot of people like that. And it makes sense that David Yurman originally was a sculptor and then decided to get into the jewelry, and so takes those creations and comes up with jewelry of very interesting designs. And if you followed what they do with David Yurman, it's changed through the years, and they've got a new look there for you to have a look at, basically wearable art. That's at David Gardner's. But between David Yurman and David Gardner and some of the other people that create jewelry, you can find what you're looking for. And if not, guess what? They can make it for you, too, right there at 911 University Drive. Stop in and see them. David Gardner's, don't forget, they're an authorized Rolex store as well. And they have the Tudor watches, which are made by the Rolex folks. And they have authorized Rolex service as well. 911 University Drive.
Brazos Family Magazine wants to help your business reach families all across our growing community. Brazos Family is filled with the best family-friendly content from cover to cover. Hear from local experts about health, safety, advice, technology, fun, and so much more. With summer just around the corner, get the details about the incredible summer camps and activities available across the Brazos Valley. To learn more and reserve your ad space today, contact Dale Hendry at 979-695-9595 or dale@brianbroadcasting.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW is talking to somebody a little while ago who said that Peach Creek was as full as they had seen it after Harvey.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Now, well, it was interesting because I was talking to my roommate and I said, you know, we've received a lot of rain, but the thunder and lightning have been really bad, which we didn't see a lot during Harvey.
I can't remember it lasting as long as it did, but it last night, I don't know, it was still going on in the southern part of the county until 11 o'clock almost.
Yeah, and it rained. Well, even, I mean, Coda woke me up at like 11:45, okay, and it was still thundering, raining, lightning. I mean, lighting up my room.
Yeah.
Almost till 12:30, I think, before I finally fell asleep, and it was still kind of going, so.
And that's the thing, is, again, in all my years, we've had storms pass through before, but just to see this band and to hear it and know that, and again, they got to go to the airport to get a number. I got it, okay?
Yep.
They have to have a number that they can report to the people in Washington, but that has nothing to do with what may have happened at your house.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, if you've got you've got a rain gauge that's working,
well,
let us know.
Speaking of, someone just texted in and said they got 8 inches.
Okay. Whoa. Yeah, I wondered, did they happen to say what part of town they were in or
not? South Brazos County.
Yeah, I think that a lot of it did that. And then, of course, then it marched on through the rest of East Texas, and it's still going. And, again, that's what has impacted the start time of the A&M baseball game in Georgia, right?
Well, and the Houston Open was delayed 2 hours this morning.
So, yeah, what's going to happen there? Because you're going to be out trekking in the mud tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Is that right?
Tomorrow, yeah. But tee times were all delayed 2 hours this morning. So they're going to be playing pretty late tonight.
Well, wait, you're not doing the show tomorrow?
Nope.
Yeah, she's taking off.
Vacay, baby.
Yeah.
What?
But, I mean, again, you're going to be puddle jumping.
That's okay. I've got my Croc sneakers.
Okay, got the Croc sneakers, so you can't be looking at your phone because,
I know.
You know, there's, you know, you'll walk into a,
puddle
or something.
All right, stay on the cart path, please.
That's exactly right. That's what they're going to tell you to do. Well, good. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's 58 degrees right now. We're going to get up to 80, they tell us, and then the weekend's going to be beautiful. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.